Are you somebody who wants a more fulfilling life? You feel you pretty much have everything, a loving family, a supportive friend circle, and even financial comfort. But yet there is something that you feel is missing when it comes to feeling fulfilled. Hi, my name is Ratika Seth, and I'm a life enhancement coach, founder of the Gratitude Concepts Tribe and the Flight to Fulfillment podcast. And today I'm excited to share 10 steps that can help you lead a more fulfilling life. Number one, prioritize personal growth. Remember, you have the universal right to live a life of freedom, free will, and choice. Prioritize yourself. When you take care of yourself, you are in a position to take care of others. So be it mentally, physically, emotionally, it is you who has to prioritize yourself first. Prioritize your personal growth first. Number two, learn something new every day. You know, learning has to be a constant. No matter how old we are, no matter how busy we are, no matter what life gets us, always learn. Invest in learning. That is the best investment you can make for yourself. Number three, surround yourself with positive people. Surround yourself with people, you know, who talk about growing, who talk about positivity. Don't surround yourself with people who give negative energy to you. Surround yourself with positive people. Number four, practice gratitude daily. Believe it or not, I started doing this, you know, many years back now, and it really changed everything for me, because the minute we start practicing gratitude, we create a mind shift within ourselves. So practice gratitude daily. Number five, connect with nature. Yes, we are all born of nature. Connect with nature. You will get ideas, your mind will open up, your senses will open up the minute you are there amidst nature. Number six, do something that scares you regularly. Now this is very funny, isn't it? Because why should you do something that scares you? But the minute you know you do something that scares you, you're actually taking a leap of faith. You're actually learning how to let go of fear. You're learning how to, you know, shun away things you've been scared of. So do something that scares you regularly. It can be the smallest thing. It can be the smallest thing. You may be running away looking at a cockroach. So now if you see a cockroach, look at that cockroach. Don't run away. It can be the smallest thing. But just do something that scares you regularly. Number seven, help others. Help others the minute, you know, you're giving, you're helping, the universe is preparing to give something back to you. Help others, feel that happiness when you're making somebody else happy. And you're earning gratitude for yourself. Number eight, live in the present. Don't cry over spilt milk, and don't worry about the future. Live in the present. Live in your present, enjoy today. The minute you enjoy today, the minute you start enjoying every day, the minute you start waking up every day to ensure you're doing things you like to do, your life is going on in a manner which is most fulfilling. Don't bother about the future, it's not come as yet. Don't bother about the past, it's already over. Live in the present. Number nine, follow your passion. You know, whatever it may be. If you're very passionate about reading, read every day. Ensure you read every day. If you're passionate about playing an instrument, you know, you can start learning if you've never learnt it, or if you know how to play it, take out time to play an instrument every day. If you're passionate about cooking, cook yourself something every day. Follow your passion. Number 10, take care of your health. Yes, they all say health is wealth, and it is a fact, because the minute you're physically healthy, mentally healthy, you know, you are in a position to do things for yourself and for others. So take care of your health. But here's, you know, a kicker. No one can do it for you. Even I cannot, you know, do it for you. I may tell you this every day of your life, that do this, do this, do this, but it is you who has to do it. It is only you who can take charge of your own happiness. So start with one step today. Remember, small steps, small habits lead to big changes, and those big changes ultimately lead to your life of fulfillment. So if you enjoyed this episode, like, comment, share, give me your ideas on any topic pertaining to life enhancement that you would like me to speak on, and I will do that for you. So, you know, let the comment box be buzzing all the time. Give me your feedback. That's all for now. Much gratitude and much power to all of you out there. This is Ratika Seth, your life enhancement coach, signing off for now. Bye bye till my next episode.